This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
All right, Beat the Hammer. We do it every single Friday at this time. And Beat the Hammer today is sponsored by Scheib Vintage Sports. They'll be hosting Angelo Cataldi. That's right, Angelo, for a book signing on Thursday, December 7th from 6 to 8. At their Wayne location. You can visit ShibeSports.com for more information. Once again, that's ShibeSports.com. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, just a reminder for everyone, coming up in 15 minutes, we're giving away Eagles 49ers tickets. So absolutely stay tuned for your chance to win Eagles 49ers tickets in 15 minutes. Also, what Sirianni said about what San Francisco said, all the talk they said last winter and spring after losing to the Eagles. We'll get to that in the next couple minutes. Beat the Hammer right now, our prize, it's a Philadelphia Eagles Legacy North Ward cuff black gray knit hat with white eagle from Scheib Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. For the best Philly team apparel, visit them in Center City, Wayne, and also now open with the Westchester location. You can also visit them at ShibeSports.com. Our contestant, his name is Jeff. Jeffrey, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate your kindness. I will extend the friend term as well, although we don't, you know, technically know each other at all. But, you know, hello, friend.
We're all friends.
We know each other a little bit there now, Hammer.
We do?
Ooh. We do. You are looking at loss number 40 if you lose today, and I was your loss number 30. So let's see.
Wow.
All right. I love this
Jeff
symmetry.
Jeff even played coy with me. I was like, do you know how to play? He's like, I've played before. And I was okay. I didn't win if you're not going to say you won. So.
All right. This is something. Let me ask you this question, Jeff, because I have lost a few times when I forgot to ask this question, but am undefeated when I ask it. And I'm on quite a roll lately. Would you like to bend the knee? You can get out from all of this. Avoid the shame of the loss.
The same, Hammer.
Say it again?
I was going to ask you the same.
I'm not bending nothing, man. Bending nothing.
Hey, let's go. It's only a game, and you're just shooting for 500. I'm looking to stay undefeated.
So all right. Wow.
Wow.
Dude, let me tell you something.
This is phenomenal.
With 233 wins, I'm shooting for 234. You tell me when you get a freaking
Is Joe the underdog?
Could be. I mean, you know.
Jeff, I'm stepping
Based
into the soundproof
past performance.
And coming back here to whoop your ass.
Get
Good luck
out of
to
here.
You.
Scram.
Joe is definitely feeling it, and he's the underdog. He kind of hustled just
now.
He kind
of like almost tripped
that?
On his chair on the
he
way out.
He hopped think he's, off of the platform.
I think he's shaken up from that.
Well, that was weird.
Yeah, you got in his head. Nice work.
Yes.
I haven't been doing well lately, but I had to try and shake him up.
I love it. See, that's smart.
High, so.
That's you get how
well
that's what
played,
you got to do.
Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, is he safely ensconced in the soundproof booth?
Yes, he is.
Play a game we call Beat the Hammer. Jeffrey. Our category for the week, we're honoring our guy who this past week set the all-time mark for most games played by a Philadelphia Eagle. We're doing a little Brandon Graham trivia. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
Let's do it.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Brandon Graham was the Eagles' first-round pick in 2010. The Eagles took safeties in the second and seventh rounds of that draft who ended up starting for the team. Name one of those two safeties.
Oh. Pass.
Brandon Graham has only lost to one franchise two separate times in the playoffs. Name that team.
New Orleans.
Brandon Graham led the 2017 Super Bowl Eagles In sacks, who was second?
Fletcher Cox.
Brandon Graham is one of two players ever to play for the Eagles in 14 different seasons. Name the other.
David Akers.
In 2017, Brandon Graham scored his one career touchdown, and he scored it as time expired. What team did he score it against?
Washington Redskins.
First round pick in 2010, two safeties were taken second and seventh rounds. Both started for the team. Name one of them.
Nate. It's escaping me.
Time.
Oh, you were so close. Oh. It's Nate Allen. You were right
Allen, man.
You're right there. Yeah. Well, still, we got two. Honestly, I think that you got a chance. These are tough this week.
They were really tough, James.
Well, it turns out, hang in there, I've done Brandon Graham trivia before, so these are the next best five Brandon Graham trivia questions that I can have because we can't double up. So here we go. We wave the hammer back in here.
He's coming. Slowly but surely. He's making his way back. Take your time, Joe.
Yeah, no big deal. Not like we got Dick Vermeil coming up.
God, I get nervous for this.
Good. That warms my heart.
All right. How did this Jeff guy do?
Really, to know how nervous you get warms my heart.
It
makes all the time I put into these questions worth it to know
that
we get a little bit of this from you.
All right. Reminder, in 10 minutes, we're giving away the Eagles 49ers tickets.
Damn right we are, buddy. Well said.
All right, let's roll.
All right. Category for the week, we're honoring our guy who set the mark this week, a little Brandon Graham trivia. You ready, roll?
Brandon Graham trivia, number 55. Let's go!
Question number what?
Holy mackerel, Michigan?
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Brandon Graham was the Eagles' first-round pick in 2010. The Eagles took safeties in the second and seventh rounds of that draft, who both ended up starting for the team. Name one of those two safeties.
I'll come back to it.
Brandon Graham has only lost to one franchise two separate times in the playoffs. Name that team.
Say it again.
Brandon Graham has only lost to one franchise two separate times in the playoffs. Name that team.
Brandon Graham has only lost. I'll come back to that.
Brandon Graham led the 2017 Super Bowl champion Eagles in sacks. Who was second?
I'll say Fletcher Cox.
Brandon Graham is one of two players ever to play for the Eagles in 14 different seasons. Name the other.
Say it again.
Brandon Graham is one of two players ever to play for the Eagles in 14 different seasons. Name the other.
I'll say David Akers.
In 2017, Brandon Graham scored his one career touchdown as time expired. Who'd he score it against?
I think it's Washington. Damn, I'm in trouble.
Two safeties, 2010.
I'll say Kurt Coleman. And two playoff losses, is that what you said?
Yep.
Time.
Wow, a 2-2 tie.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Kirk Coleman was pretty good.
Yeah, Nate Allen is the other one there. Fletcher Cox was second sacks. You said Chuck Bednarik played
in
14 different seasons.
I wanted to say.
And the L.A. Rams, the Carson Wentz game. Brandon Graham scored the touchdown at the end of that game to walk it off. They had already won it, but to walk it off. And then New Orleans Saints, man. That, I thought that was the easiest of the questions there.
I just couldn't process. Yep. I couldn't
All right,
process.
Well, let's. So you're going to have to leave here. We're going to bring Jeff back.
God. I should have said Bednarik.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I wanted to say Bednarik. God darn it. What happens next, James?
You got to scram.
Go.
Okay.
Hurry up. Get out of here. Jeff, we're going to bring you back up here. Jeff, you are still in this, my friend.
I was going to say Bednarik, too, so he can't get too mad. That was bad. That was bad.
All right.
And Nate Allen is going to kill me.
I get it. We got a chance here. These tiebreakers have historically gone wayward for people.
Lost 30 was in overtime, and the only thing more terrible than me that day was him. So let's
see
what
here we
got.
Okay, good. All right, here we go. So, Joe Wachter, you ready for me over there? All right, here we go. Is Joe out of there? We're good?
Yes. He is, yeah.
Okay. So the way this works right now, Jeff, is I'm going to give you a category and say go. Once I say go, you're going to name as many people who fit that category as you can in 15 seconds, John Ritchie. So once I say go, hit the 15 seconds. Are we all ready to roll here?
Yep.
All right, Jeff, here we go. The category is, there are 14 people who have played 150 or more games in an Eagles uniform. Name as many as you can. Go.
Chuck Bednarik, Harold Carmichael, David Akers, Ron Jaworski, Randall Cunningham, Reggie White, Jerome Brown. I'm just naming people at this point. Here we go. Lane Johnson, Donovan McNabb, Brian
Time.
Dawkins.
I believe three. Is that correct, Wechter? Four. He got four. All right, good job there, Wechter. You got four correct there. So good job with Wechter counting. We're going to put you on hold. Let's wave the hammer back in.
I think he's being waved.
Yeah, he's running. He's jogging.
You should.
At a brisk pace.
Yeah. We're up against it, as they say in radio terms.
Hello, Joe. Appreciate the briskness.
I figured. Let's go.
You ready to roll your buddy?
I'm so
aggravated. You're all despondent.
You're a mess
said
right
Bednarik.
Now.
I knew I should have said Bednarik. All right, let's go.
All right,
yeah,
here we
terrible
go.
Terrible job.
Here we go. All right, so you will have 15 seconds. I'm going to say a category. I'm going to say go, and you name as many people who fit that category as I can.
The 15, and it's 15 seconds, you
15
said?
15 seconds. Rich, you'll start the clock as soon as I say the word go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Brandon Graham is one of 14 Eagles or 14 players who have played 150 or more games in an Eagles uniform. Name as many as you can. Go.
Bednarik, Akers, Brandon Graham, Brian Dawkins, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, Ron Jaworski, Tommy McDonald, Harold Carmichael.
You won. You won.
Huh?
You won.
Thank God.
Time.
Thank God. Wow, I'm out of breath. I'm out of everything. But let me tell you, Vinny, I came, I saw, and just like the Eagles Sunday against the Niners, I freaking conquered. That's how you do. Get this guy, Jeff. I'm going to talk to him, and I'm going to hang up on his F. Jeff, hello.
Yes, Hammer.
Jeff, goodbye. Get out. Be gone. That's how you do.
Oh, my God.
That's what you do, and that's how you do. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is victory number 234. Yeah. Leading the way for the Eagles and on a roll. And Jeff should know it is an honor for him to be alive during the age of the Hammer. Thank you very much.
You done?
Oh, my God.
I was so despondent.
How's your hand? Did you break it?
I slammed it a couple times.
You know how close you came to losing, too? He said Nate about the safeties, and time expired on him. He came back to that question. He couldn't get the Allen out. He was so close to beating you the first time around.
Survive in advance. Survive in advance. 234, John. That was something, man.
Woo! He took so much out of himself. Like, he truly was exhausted.
Are you all right?
Could you hear?
I was.
I could
hear
it.
There was no breath left.
See, I'm not there. I'm not seeing you. I could hear it.
Oh, I was struggling,
man. As pinked up as he's ever gotten.
I was struggling. All right, that's victory 234.
Breathless.
By the way, we'll take on the contest line. Caller 5 right now. Caller 5, you're going to win the package from Schaub Vintage Sports. 215-988-1258. Caller 5, you're going to win. Let's shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, we got a lot to get to here. By the way, you want to react to Beat the Hammer, please do. 215-592-9494. The Eagles 49ers tickets, we're giving them away in 5 minutes. We're also talking to Dick Vermeil in 5 minutes. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni right now. He joined us earlier this week. He joined us back on Tuesday. A couple of questions and some key answers from Sirianni, including when we asked him about the underdog thing, the Eagles, an underdog, still an underdog. At that point, I think it was maybe 2.5 or so. Let's listen to the exchange we had with Sirianni earlier this week.
Are you aware of the fact that your team is an underdog, officially an underdog on Sunday? Do you know that?
You know what? I did. Bob let me know that. And good. We like being an underdog. I think you know, the first thing I ever knew about this city when I was a little kid was Rocky. He's always the underdog. We like being the underdog. You know, no one thought much of us going into the last season, and we played the underdog role well, and here we are, and good. We'd like to be the underdog again.
Apparently, I play the underdog role well because John labeled me the underdog and beat the Hammer, and I'm still kind of shaken from that. I thought I was toast.
When you came back, like right before overtime, yeah. I've never seen you that upset.
He was
like,
almost going to cry.
You were hitting the table.
I wasn't going to cry, but I was really.
Like you were shaking the table, not in excitement, in despair.
I was worried about you.
I was worried about you.
I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
And then you just hung up on it. I can't believe you just hung up on it.
That was a little over the top.
It might have been.
Very aggressive.
That was
very
great.
Aggressive.
I supported it. It was hilarious.
Totally over the top.
I'm just trying to do to him what the Eagles should and probably will do to the 49ers. Dispatch him.
Smash him.